Your whip about to get rocking. Your smile about to be popping. Lit times for your drive, no maybes. Just yes, so release the stress.
Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
You could be earning sweet dollary dues to work towards your goals while you listen to this Carrie and Tommy podcast. Save for a holiday, kickstart your own business, upgrade your car. Anything's possible when you drive using the Uber app. Visit uber.com or download the Uber driver app to learn more. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Welcome to it for your Tuesday afternoon. How are we, guys?
Good for a Tuesday.
Yeah.
I had a great day yesterday. My son's 15th birthday. We had a beautiful dinner together and I'm up and about.
Did he get his mullet?
Did he get his mother?
Mullet.
Oh, he did.
Did he get his mother? Did you give him his mother for his birthday?
He gave
just
me an unsolicited
can of energy drink.
He gave me an unsolicited hug, which as a mother of a 15-year-old is actually really lovely.
What normally happens? Do you need to
do solicit hugs?
I beg and I sometimes attack.
And he says no, does
yes,
he?
Often. But last night it was just unsolicited. Anyway, he's going to hate every bit of this conversation.
Okay.
Did he get his mullet? Yes, the mullet that you paid for, he went and got.
And how awesome does it look?
It looks horrendous.
That's perfect reaction.
He said to me, how does my hair look? And I said, because it's your birthday, I'm going to say a 6 out of 10, mm-hmm. but tomorrow it's a 2. It looks
yeah,
bad.
But that's the reaction you're meant to have. You're his mum.
But he has such good hair. He
yeah, but now
need
he's
a
got
mullet.
Sick hair.
He doesn't have sick
he's
hair.
He's got sick hair.
You're not sporting a mullet. Why not?
Because are you joking?
He wasn't
because
allowed.
This radio station that we work on
right.
made me cut it
yeah,
off.
Because it looked horrendous.
Because apparently my hair was too ugly for
yes,
radio. For radio. Hey, we've got to talk up next. I had one of the best nights of my life last night, and you're to thank,
oh,
Carrie.
Great. Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about it next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Tuesday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
What a dangerous comment that just got thrown around yeah. just off air then.
Yeah. I'm not sure what's funny, but I do find it's funny that you spent your entire... Did you not have anything on last night?
Yeah, I was at the pub.
Were you? Then why did you spend your whole night commenting on my Instagram?
I had the best time because...
But what about your friends you're at the pub with?
Yeah, they were having a good time too.
So I posted a pic of a camera and next yeah. to it the camera cake I made Ollie for his 15th. Yeah. And I
said... Let's not forget the caption.
Which is the cake, ? Happy birthday to my photography-loving 15-year-old. Mm-hmm. And then the comments began from people...
answering which one they thought the cake was.
It was a rhetorical question. I wasn't actually asking which one
your
was the cake.
Your followers don't know that, mate. They're answering very earnestly, on the right.
So then, but you wrote the one on our right, first
yeah,
of all.
Yeah, yeah, I did.
But then you proceeded for the rest of the night mm-hmm. to respond to people on yeah. my Instagram. This is not your Instagram.
Yeah.
Your dad even commented, you're yeah. a bloody marvel. Have you ever thought of a Bickers birthday cake book? And you wrote back, except half the pages have actual cameras on them. Canon Australia commented.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't
they
see
loved
that.
It. Yeah, they said, love this. Happy birthday, Ollie. Mm. Then there was one that says, that looks pretty good. Did you bake it yourself, Karen? You've replied to that, not a chance.
Yeah.
Someone, caution, black fondant will make poop turn blue in Eurobag, and eating the camera will make your poops quite painful.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
You went on and on yeah. and on.
Mm.
Yeah.
Sammy, our producer, wrote the one with the Comic Sans font, and I wrote back and said, and icing. It's all good stuff.
It's just not very funny.
And then people that kept his writing, like on the right, I
they kept
started writing back
which,
like,
which
I agree
the
with you, or I reckon you might be onto something.
But then you kept telling people I didn't make it,
yeah,
which I found
one
hurtful.
Person said, I love a handmade cake, and I said, I think you mean a hand-bought cake.
And so many people doubted I made it. I got so many DMs from my friends saying, did you make that? That I then edited the caption and wrote in brackets, and yes, I made it.
Yeah. My favourite one was, whoever made this should be very proud of themselves.
Yeah, I know.
There was, very earnest followers.
That's why it's fun.
But why is producer Sonda saying I don't get it?
Oh, yeah, so
it?
Producer Sonda said, just as it came back, but to Carrie, but do you get why it's funny? Because I don't think you do.
Do you get why it's funny?
Get why what's funny?
Well, why your caption's so funny.
No, why?
Because... One of them is quite obviously a camera.
Yes.
And the other
point I'm making is how close does it look to an actual
camera?
Well,
not close at all.
I don't know. I get that.
One of them is a cake that looks...
Guys, which one's the camera?
No, but that's
hang on. That's
you
exactly
have
what you said. That's exactly what you said. You said, which one's the cake?
Okay, what I
and
wanted
people
to write
are
was
going,
how
I
good am I? But I couldn't write that, so I have to write, ooh, which one's the cake?
Yes, and then people started writing back, the one on the cake tray.
People have done, yeah, that's right. Earnest investigation, the one on the alfoil.
I get why it's funny, but I don't get why his comments are funny, because they're not.
That's funny, because then I wrote back to on the cake tray and I said, maybe she's put the camera on the cake tray to trick us. Is that not funny?
He's anyway. Taken a very earnest question and answered earnestly. The one on the right, that's funny.
Is it?
Yeah. Hell yeah. She doesn't get it.
Carrie Bickmore. And Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Tuesday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Sorry, I know we've got more stuff to discuss than just my cake making.
No, we can chat cake.
But one more comment that we didn't get to was the comment that someone suggested that Hamish Blake and I have a cake off.
Yeah, great idea.
Because you know how he makes his cakes. He stays up all night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and I think I remember one of the captions of his. It said, which one is the cake? And he put his cake volcano next to a real volcano.
But
we had to guess. And people said, is it the one on the cake tray?
Or is it the one spewing lava miles away?
Oh, it's the one where the marshmallows are lava instead of
Is it the one with the people hiking to the top?
Molten rock streaming down the side and people running for the fear of their lives.
Oh, is it the one in Pompeii?
Are you finished? You all laugh. None of you can make the cake I made.
Oh my God. Sorry, Carrie. I think it's a great idea.
But I suggested. So then someone on the group WhatsApp, work group WhatsApp, was like, funny comment. We should have a cake off between you and Hamish. I'm like, guys, last year I suggested that Hamish and I do the Great Australian Cake Off.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Great idea.
And at the time, I remember producer Sonda said, yes, but he can actually make good cakes. And then she had the audacity to be the one on our group WhatsApp last night going, oh, funny comment. We should get you and Hamish to have a cake off.
All I'm saying is I think Hamish actually bakes the cake.
Okay, he doesn't. He does.
He bakes it and constructs it around something.
He just gets cake, makes a human cake, cuts it all up, and then he uses contraptions to make the decorations.
Yeah, and what did you do? Did you get a store-bought cake and wrap it in some fondant?
But then I cut it all up and wrapped it. You can make cakes either. I could take Hamish down in a cake off any time.
Because, just so you know,
I'm a monster's mouth move if I wanted to. I just don't want to.
Yeah, but then we might get scared and think it's a real monster. So,
I actually wouldn't mind a real monster at the moment.
I am declaring here that I would happily take on Hamish Blake in a cake off.
And I back you 100%.
Yeah, and because
you could get stuff.
Because I'm just because.
How about
just because there's going
to
be.
What I have to make.
Yeah.
And Andy can come up with what Hamish has to make.
Yep.
And then you can be our, like, support person.
Okay, but I just need to also let you know now because I am sensing the rift in the team and I want you to know that I'm on your side.
Can I just ask clarification? Is it
making... What a pussy.
Are we making...
Yeah.
Is that
I'll
what you want me to make?
You are what
Did you say you are what...
Jesse just...
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Tuesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I'm always at the pop culture forefront. I'm always at the forefront of pop culture.
Yes.
Aren't I?
Yes. And if by the forefront, you mean often years behind.
No, I'm going to bring you something that I don't think you've seen anywhere
my
son has brought to my attention. And it's so fun.
Great.
I'll do that next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Tuesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So Ollie and I have started this new thing when we're driving where we put on playlists. We both love music. And I play him a song from my era. And
Buddy Holly.
Ollie,
this is the big bopper.
My music, actually,
Roy Orbison, Ollie, is one of the best.
You joke, but I've played him so many tunes that he's gone... And then I'll hear his playlist a few weeks later. I'm like, it's on there, isn't it? It's on because I only play him the good ones.
Yes.
He's got Everybody Wants to Rule the World on there.
Yep.
He's got some Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way on there. Yep. He's got Bohemian Rhapsody, which you want to murder someone when you hear.
Worst song ever written.
Well, you would have loved the two of us in sync doing the entire Bohemian Rhapsody, the full 25 minutes of it.
I would throw myself, even if we were doing 110, I'd throw myself out of the car.
And then he gets to play me one of his cool new young person songs.
Cool. New young person.
Hey, there's Ollie. A lot of DJ Khaled.
Another one.
Anyway, he brought me this song and he just started playing it without any words around it. And I was like, I know that voice. Where do I know that voice from? And then I discovered, and you're nodding because you probably know this because everybody knows this but me, but there's a song out at the moment that has apparently become a Fortnite dance and it's all over TikTok. Is it really old?
Oh, mate, you've missed this bus by like a long way.
I reckon there's a lot of people listening that won't have seen this bus coming or clocked it or ridden it or whatever we're doing with the bus analogies.
Run over by a bus. Is this Louis?
This is Louis. Is this old? This Louis through Jiggle Jiggle.
I mean, obviously the original audio is real old, but then this became big again like 6 months ago, yeah.
Okay. So anyway, Louis through. I had to tell Ollie who Louis through was, right? He's a doco maker. And this was a little thing he'd said once when he was making a documentary. Mm.
I have rapped in a program I did, a Weird Weekends episode about rap.
Can you remember any of the rap that you did?
My money don't jiggle jiggle, it folds. I'd like to see you wiggle wiggle, for sure. It makes me want to dribble dribble. You know, riding in my Fiat, you really have to see it. 6 feet two in a compact, no slack. But luckily the seats go back again.
Shut up, Louis. Anyway.
Shut up.
Now, would you believe it?
Oh, hang on. What, Bickers?
They put a beat behind it.
Oh, my God. That bus
came out of nowhere.
Is it Frank
Ocean? Who is it? Who is it that's done the remix? Is Frank Ocean the name of someone?
I think he says it in his intro.
Okay. Anyway, this is the remix.
Louis Theroux, Duke and Jones.
Duke and Jones, jiggle. Not Frank Ocean.
My money don't jiggle, jiggle. It folds. I like to see you wiggle, wiggle. For sure. It makes me want to dribble, dribble. You know, riding in my Fiat. You really have to see it. 6 feet two.
Anyway, now it's a...
Shut up, Louis.
Now, have you seen the Fortnite dance?
Oh, I haven't seen
the
Fortnite dance.
Okay, there we go. I'll bring you because it's now the dance on Fortnite. I've learned it. No, I won't be.
Give us a bit of dancing.
No. But you'll like the little nod to basketball in there.
Give us a... Oh, yeah, now I'm watching anime characters dance. Isn't this an interesting turn of events?
It's the new Fortnite dance. It's the new, what was the other one? The dab? No. What was sounding so old now. Anyway, guys.
Also, I think the dance is from 6 months ago as well. It's just recently gone on to Fortnite.
Yeah, do it, Harry. Anyway. Do it.
I'm
do
not
it.
Doing it.
Do it. Quick, do if we all get some money out.
Jiggle, jiggle.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
G'day, the guys want to know. They'd like to check in. It's Carrie and Tommy's. What do you reckon?
What do we reckon today?
Well, it is the question. It is the segment where we get asked a question. We throw around what the answer might be, and then we are given the answer, so we no longer have to live in wonder. Because
what have you been wondering about?
Producer Annabelle, what is the question for today?
Today's question is, what do you reckon the average amount of minutes per week we spend on the toilet?
Who's been thinking about this?
Annabelle.
No, I have not.
This is a suggestion from you again, isn't it?
Yes.
All of these are always just suggestions from you.
Yes.
You've got to think about some other stuff, mate. There's a big brain in there. So much opportunity.
But what do you mean?
To not think about how long people are sitting on the toilet for.
So how long do you think it is?
Well, it depends. Now everybody would be different. It depends what your system is.
Yeah.
So, system is.
Are you worried because you've got an embarrassingly high amount? Is that
I'm in and out.
That's not healthy. You can take your time sometimes.
What Bell?
Yeah.
Take
I'm on the toilet frequently, like I pee often, but this is weird. But I'm very brief with both.
Mm.
Yeah. So I don't have a long time on the toilet. So if I was to think about how many minutes a day, I reckon I'm on there for maximum a minute per time. What's that?
For only a minute.
Honestly.
Carrie, you need to look after
yourself. I'm having a colonoscopy
better.
In a couple of weeks.
This is weird, but here's all this information, guys.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to talk about this stuff. Anyway, here's everything. Here's my whole medical history, my medical future.
No, because I am very regular and perhaps it's causing problems. Anyway, I reckon, let's say, 10 minutes a day. Or 8 minutes a day. Mm.
But if a minute each time, that's 10 trips.
Yeah, I go to the toilet often. Oh, okay. Across the whole 24-hour period. And then how many days a week? Seven.
You go to the Dunny whenever
70
you want, mate.
Minutes a week.
Okay. So the reason I thought about this question is because a friend of the show, Luke McGregor, used to be part of his job to monitor. Oh. He would get the minutes of how long each person spent on the bathroom at work.
No.
How do they know?
Because he would monitor workplace productivity, right, in his job. But he said one of his most humiliating
moments
came.
Hold on, just before, how do you monitor somebody's time?
I assume they watch on cameras, maybe.
Oh, that's when they go in, go out. So yeah. Weird.
Big, big business would do this all the time.
They'd be proud of me then. She's
no,
in and out.
They'd be like, she's been 17 times. What kind of drug habit is this one kicking?
And what was the embarrassing moment for him?
What do you mean? What
is it? Where they track how much time they've spent on the toilet while at work, and so they can see how much money they've earned while sitting on the toilet.
Oh, my God, that's brilliant.
It's called poopays.
Luke's most embarrassing moment came because he had to report himself because he'd spent too long on the toilet. And so then he had to have a meeting with his management. And then they said, why?
He self-reported.
Why have you spent so long on the toilet? And he said, because I've got diarrhea.
Again, too much information.
Yeah, but my information was about other people. You've just gone, anyway, here's me.
How are you spending on the toilet a week?
I reckon probably quite a while. Sometimes I daydream and forget.
That you're sitting on
that
there.
I'm sitting on
Why
the
are you on work time or
no,
at
I don't,
home?
Not here. No way.
I have a friend that will not poo at work.
Yeah.
Like, finds it distressing.
Yeah, you're looking at him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How do you hold on, though?
Well, we're not here long. I don't work long days. That's how I get around it.
What's your time? How long do you reckon? How many minutes a week?
So I reckon quick, long. Quick, long.
Are we still talking about toilet?
Yeah, okay. I reckon... What are you saying? I reckon 10 minutes a day.
That's what I said. Seven times a week. 70 minutes.
Okay, fine then. I agree. 70 minutes, whatever.
Okay. Do you want the answers?
Yes.
All right. So blokes spend an average of 145 minutes a week on the bog.
You guys need to have
women,
some more fibre.
85 minutes.
Or are you just hiding?
No, they're escaping their wives.
How long was women?
85 minutes.
Oh.
And a poll of office workers found that they spend just under 14 minutes a day on the toilet.
Yeah. And I reckon people who like their jobs are spending
five,
and people who don't
are spending
sitting
an
there
hour.
For 45 minutes surrounded by bog air.
Yeah.
And do you want to know how many years people spend on the toilet in their lifetime?
Absolutely, Annabelle.
2 years and 125 days.
Of your life on the toilet.
I'm going to do it in one sitting and just get it out of the way.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Tuesday afternoon, which means a paper quiz is coming up very soon.
If you had endless cash, like just so much cash that it didn't matter what you did with it, what would you buy?
A fleet of planes.
A fleet?
Yeah, I'd buy like choppers, jets.
Where would you house them?
I'd buy a hangar.
Amazing.
Build an airstrip.
Because I was looking at all the frivolous ways celebrities have spent money, and there's some absolutely absurd things. Actually, speaking of planes, when Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes were dating, he bought her an entire plane as a wedding gift.
An entire plane?
A $20 million private jet.
It's better than buying her an engine, I guess.
Half now, half later.
Yeah.
But he didn't, like, buy her a spot on, like, a private jet. He just bought her a plane.
A spot? Do you mean a plane ticket?
Do you call them plane tickets when it's private jets?
Well, you charter the jet, I guess. Yeah.
Anyway, Elton John spent $400,000 on flowers. He said a single man who likes flowers and has money to spend just buys flowers.
But
why not?
So over what period of time?
20 months. $400,000 on flowers.
Wow.
Kendall Jenner purchased a $52,000 knitted sofa. I mean, each to their own. Beyoncé spent $100,000 on a pair of leggings.
How much on leggings?
$100,000. They were gold encrusted, I think. They were Balenciaga leggings.
You don't want your leggings
to
be anything encrusted.
Yeah.
That's so gross.
Such a gross.
Yeah. But it's gold. It's gross.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And coming up next, Bickers has some dating advice for you, Tommy.
The most enormous round of applause, like from your little finger work over there with the buttons, And also, one in the studio.
Who's he? What for?
This goes out to Tracy Grimshaw, one of the best in the business, who announced after 17 years that she is hanging up the boots. It's not right.
Hanging up the microphone.
Yeah. On A Current Affair last night. This is what she had to say.
I have some news that I wanted you to hear from me before you hear it from anyone else. I've decided to finish up with A Current Affair this year. It's been a big decision, huge, actually. And before the gossip websites start telling you rubbish, I want you to know it's been my decision alone, and I'm not being shoved out the door by the boys' club because I'm too old. I'm not too old, I'm just a bit tired. And for the record, both the boys and the girls have asked me to stay.
As someone that works in the competing time slot as Tracy Grimshaw at 6:30 at night, I have nothing but admiration and respect for this woman. She is one of the best in the biz. Her ability to, she's been doing this for like, I think 26 years. She said she's been driving, pretty much doing shift work. She used to drive to work in the morning on the Today Show before dawn, and now she drives home at night. And she said she's sick of doing that. She's tired and she wants to do kind of some normal hours, which
makes
sense. Absolutely. Yep. But she really is the best in the biz. Her ability to disarm whoever she's interviewing, they end up saying things that you're like, why are they saying that? It's because they've been grimshawed. That's why. I'll never forget, and there's so many moments that we could share from her career, and her career that's still going to go on, I imagine, as well. But one of the moments was when she was interviewing Scott Morrison.
Yep.
And I just think this is, I don't even know if this is a question or more than just a statement, but I think it's the greatest statement that we all wanted to say.
Prime Minister, you said at your launch on Sunday, I saved the country. You don't hold a hose. You weren't in your tinny plucking people off rooftops. You weren't doing 16-hour days in PPE on COVID wards. You didn't get enough vaccines soon enough. You didn't get enough rats so that we could finally have a holiday interstate for Christmas and China is set up base in the Solomons. Do you think maybe you slightly over-egged the part about I saved the country?
Well, that's quite a long list you've been able to pull together on.
And like she's been able to pull together, like it took a team of people. No, mate, that's just all the things you didn't do.
It's so
but
good.
But then at the end of the interview, and this is what I love about Tracy, because The Current Affair obviously does so many different types of stories. You know, there's a lot of pivoting that goes on.
Yep.
And as someone that has to pivot a lot in my career,
you're the best at
when
it.
I can recognise a good pivoter.
Okay. I have an economic plan. Anthony Albanese doesn't. He's a loose unit on the economy.
Okay. Thank you for your time, Prime Minister.
Thanks a lot, Tracy.
After the break, a much-needed change of pace. We go behind the wheel with Lexi the driving dog.
You know the weird bit about that is I remember the story about the dog, but I don't remember the Prime Minister one.
Was it a good one?
The driving dog, yeah it was great. Yeah. It was awesome.
Well, I wish Tracy all the best. She's one of the best in the biz, but she's also just a decent human being. I have so much admiration and respect for her.
Hold
and
on,
yeah, you. Have a fun life now, babe.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country, if you drive home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So you know I'm always here to help.
What do I need help with?
Nothing.
Because I haven't asked this time.
No, I know. But sometimes we can see the gaping hole in your life and we're here to fix it.
Hey, yesterday you couldn't even see that I was wearing lipstick for 2 hours.
That's a bit to do with the gaping hole in your life.
A
New York TikTok star has shared her 15 rules for the best possible first date that'll guarantee love.
15. What a punish.
Let's see how many of these. I figure if you would try at least two on the list, maybe you'll have a better strike rate.
Okay.
So first of all.
My strike rate's fine.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it your conversion rate that's the problem?
No, I've converted.
Have you? Not for long. Depends what you see in conversion meaning. Commitment.
Kissed,
is that where
people?
It goes? Okay. Yep, you've kissed people and you've converted and then you run. So this here.
It sounds like I've joined a cult. You kiss someone, you join a cult. You get out of there.
So here's number one.
Yep.
You've got to go on your first date at the exact same time as all your mates, right? Because you can then pregame together, you can get ready together, you can all come home and regroup most and talk about how fun your first date was, okay?
Most of my mates have kids and partners. It's going to be a tough one to explain to their missus.
Hey, anyway, I've got a pregame with
Johnny.
Tommy.
What about going with Johnny?
Oh, yeah.
You can pregame with Johnny, okay? And then you can come back and chat after.
Is that what it says? Okay? Pregame with your 50-year-old housemate.
Okay, the next thing is key ingredient for date preparation. Mm-hmm. You got to listen to a bit of Ariana Grande. And consume 1.5 glasses of anything to get yourself pumped.
1.5 glasses?
Only 1.5 glasses of it. She is 23.
I was going to say, I don't think I can cut my drinking down.
Now, when you get to the date, oh, first of all, you've got to have your first date on a Thursday because apparently Thursday's the best day to have your first date because it's close enough to the weekend to make weekend plans, but not too close because men need time to think about you and fall in love with you while they're gone.
Imagine.
She says Friday is, as we all know, the only day that people fall in love.
Imagine the poor sod that ends up with this woman.
Well, he'll be thinking about her on a Friday. I mean, it's
he
a
good, won't have any of his own thoughts.
It's an interesting thought, though, to have it on a Thursday because it does give you time to then go again on the weekend. But if
or
it doesn't
work
out,
find a different date for the weekend.
Yeah. If it doesn't work out, you can say you've already got plans.
But why is that different to doing that on Wednesday?
Well, because Wednesday, no one's in date mood. Like, this, that's the middle of the week. You've got so much work still to go. You know, Thursday everyone's like, well, it's almost the weekend.
Yeah,
you know?
What everyone's like. God.
That's what I'm like. Okay. Okay, now you've got to hold a drink when you're on your date.
Hold one?
Yeah.
Can I drink it?
No.
Or do I just hold it?
It just says hold it.
Hold
and
a drink.
And you've got to wear double denim. Apparently, double denim is in. And do not text them the whole day before the date because you're not their pen pal. They don't want to hear from you. And when the
don't
bill
text
comes.
Them before your date.
No, no.
Even if they say, hey, we're still on for tonight, you don't text them.
Yeah, don't text them. I might be running 45 minutes late, but I am not texting to let you know.
And when the bill comes, you've got to look at it like you've never seen it before in your life because.
What? What is that?
He should pay. Oh, no, that means you should pay. Oh, sorry, you're meant
for the
to.
Girl. Are you giving me all the?
Well, maybe it hasn't worked for you playing the boy role. So maybe you should play.
Am I going to rock up wearing double denim only to meet a girl who's also wearing double denim?
Maybe listening to Ariana Grande.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy
on your radios and the listener app. It's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home, and you could be earning with Uber. Visit uber.com or download the Uber driver app to learn more.
Yeah, yep. If you're looking to save some extra money, maybe you've got a goal or a holiday you want to save for. Oh. This is the perfect way to do it.
Drive whenever you want for an hour, for a weekend or throughout the week. Just sign up and drive with the Uber app.
What's still to come?
Oh, we've got a special treat for you because it is your favourite segment. Find out what that is next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Yo, Jesse.
Yeah, dog.
You got that paper ready?
Yeah, dog.
Gary, Tommy, do that quiz from the newspaper. We do the questions first and we get them answers later. Most exciting radio quiz of all time. Gary, Bickmore, Tommy, Little, put your hands up because it's quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
It's paper quiz time.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Ooh.
How are we feeling today? Five out of five?
I am feeling 3 out of 5, although they've made the questions easier. Have you started getting
yes,
it easier?
Yes, I started getting them right.
Yes. And as soon as Carrie gets one right, I'm like, what are we doing? The kids' quiz.
It's either two ends of the spectrum. It's insanely weird and difficult questions or it's the kids' quiz.
Yes.
So
let's just keep doing the kids' quiz because it makes me feel good.
Question number one. Managua is the capital of which Central American republic?
Oh, no.
Looks like we've got the hard one.
Well, I've been to Costa Rica and it's not Managua.
Okay.
So it's
going to be
Ecuador.
A long answer if we just start listing the places we've been.
No, Central America is not a lot. So Ecuador, Costa Rica or Guatemala? No.
Is Mexico Central America?
I thought so. Is it not?
Isn't it South America?
No, Mexico.
Most of it's North America.
I don't. Is it?
I reckon,
I think it's Nicaragua.
Nicaragua.
Oh, we've got Eli. Nicaragua. Well, you would have been there.
Yep, I'm going. Yep, that sounds good.
Question number two. Name the Australian singer with songs Zero Gravity, The Last Day on Earth, and Words.
Camila Haki.
Oh,
Eli.
Are your shoulders sore because you are carrying this?
Realise that you were into Kate Miller Heidke.
Yeah, Zero Gravity was her
Eurovision. Oh, for the Eurovision, yes.
Yes.
And Last Day on Earth was used in Neighbours.
We don't
care.
Too much. Sorry. No, that was good. Also, though, are you a big Neighbours fan?
I was a big Neighbours fan.
Really? Yeah. What era?
When I was able to watch it.
What does that mean?
Because this job doesn't permit me. We finish it.
Oh,
doesn't permit me.
Yeah, we've got a no neighbours rule.
Yeah.
It's a home and away job. You know it.
10play.com.au.
Are you eating, mate?
No.
Not perfect cover.
Question number three. What is honey usually made from?
it mean?
Pollen?
Yeah.
Pollen.
Is it pollen?
Bees, right, pollen?
Or is it the bees' arses?
Pollinating the
is it pollen?
Flowers.
What's honey made from? It's honey. I don't know.
Bees.
Yeah, but not made from bees.
But it's the bees have to make it.
Yeah, but it's not made from bees.
Don't they have
to? Yeah.
Like human, we make chocolate, right?
So they go on the flower and they do their do on the flower.
But chocolate's not made from humans.
Okay, so they pollinate the flowers. So
a bees.
But isn't pollen, okay, pollen.
Yeah, I reckon pollen. Question number four. How many of the stacks that comprise Victoria's 12 apostles are still standing?
Ooh.
11?
No.
Oh, I thought it was like seven.
I thought it was like four. Oh, okay. Oh. No, seven's good. Yeah, seven.
And question number five, I know why The Caged Bird Sings is the autobiography of which American writer?
Oh, my God. Does Eli know this?
Maya Angelou.
What?
Maya Angelou.
What's happening?
Is she not a singer?
No.
Maya.
No, that's Maya. Maya Angelou.
Okay. Okay, great.
Eli, remember, this is soliloquy. Amazing.
Okay, lock it in. Great.
All right, the answers.
This is basically Eli's quiz.
Yeah. Managua is the capital of which Central American republic?
Nicaragua.
To a winner.
It is Nicaragua.
Oh, my gosh.
Eli. Name the Australian singer with songs Zero Gravity, The Last Day on Earth, and Words.
We don't even need to check this one, shall we?
It's Kate Miller.
Eli.
How many of the stacks that comprise Victoria's 12 apostles are still standing? Seven.
Oh my God, Eli.
No, Eli, take it. This is all
Are we going to have to do this, a whole other segment of this, because we're going to get five from five?
I know why The Caged Bird Sings is the autobiography of which American writer? It is Maya Angelou.
Oh my gosh, Eli.
Have you pre-read these questions?
This is the only question that Eli didn't answer. What is honey usually made from?
Oh, this is you. Pollen.
Oh, no. It's going to be.
Nectar.
Oh,
what's nectar?
Tommy.
I don't know.
What's nectar?
Nectar is like that sticky stuff.
That's honey.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Tuesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And if you're just joining us, we went four from five in the paper quiz.
Mm. Normally when we get five from five, we do a whole nother segment on it.
Mm.
But this was an extraordinary paper quiz.
I reckon after possibly being present in the room for roughly, let's just say, roughly 400 quiz questions and not answering one.
Yeah.
Our web guy, Eli, decided this was his time to shine.
And he got four out of five.
Like a little
Maya
meerkat.
Angelou. Yeah, who even is that?
And the one he didn't get was the one that we answered.
You got.
Yeah, okay, me.
But I feel like, let's just see if this is a fluke or not.
Yes.
Maybe we are not tapping into this resource that we should be.
Yes.
So we're going to go
Or in. Maybe laying dormant was the correct position for him.
Let's find out.
Question.
Eli, how are you feeling?
Not confident.
Now you have to properly participate. You can't just yell from the sidelines.
Okay.
Question number six. If a liquid had a pH value of 5, would it be acidic or alkaline?
Oh, is that a 50-50 chance?
I reckon alkaline.
Oh, yeah, same.
Or is acidic low? Okay.
All right.
No,
acidic.
I don't know.
Okay.
What
going with acidic.
pH of 5.
Because
can the pH go to?
I think it's eight.
And
so
also,
maybe
Eli, you should know this because you are the only man that I've ever met that carries special pH balanced wipes for feminine intimate body parts.
Cheap shot. Acidic.
Acidic. Okay.
Just like Tommy's attitude. Question number seven. Which state holds the most rugby league State of Origin series titles?
Is it Brisbane? Queensland?
New South Wales.
Oh,
it's got to be Queensland, isn't
it's
it?
It's Queensland.
I first thought Queensland, so let's go Queensland.
I would have thought that.
I am an Origin girl.
Yeah.
Question number
mates
eight.
Mates versus mates, state versus state.
What is the common masked lorping, also known as the common masked
it's a bird,
lorping?
Is it
lapwing.
What?
Lapwing.
I reckon the masked lapwing is a bird.
What bird
is that
looks
a penguin
like wearing
or
a mask?
Something? A penguin?
Oh, another? Maybe a seagull.
Or a seagull?
I reckon a car.
What?
Okay.
Okay.
He is gone.
Involvement is not needed anymore.
No, go lock
God,
it in.
I hope it's a car.
Car.
Yeah.
Right. Question number nine. Which Australian state, in which Australian state is Coober Pedy?
WA.
Pick it.
South Australia.
Yeah. It's.
Oh, sorry.
And Eli, what would you like to lock in?
Queensland. South Australia.
Question number 10. Name the Swedish star of The Northman, whose brothers Gustav, Bill, and Walter are also actors.
Oh, everyone knows this.
Swedish star. Is it Alexander Sarsgaard?
Sarsgaard.
Well, I guess.
Say it again.
Name the Swedish star of The Northman, whose brothers Gustav, Bill, and Walter
yeah,
are
I like
also
it.
Yeah, God, that's, I think it is him. Let's because there Alexander is a Bill. Skarsgård. There's yep. a Bill Skarsgård.
I reckon yep. you're right.
What a that's fun a last name, Skarsgård.
It's also just a fun call to dinner. Gustav, you need a dinner.
So if a liquid had a pH of 5, would it be acidic or alkaline? It is acidic.
Oh,
good
God,
work, Eli.
Eli.
Here he goes.
You're state of origin. Out with car. Oh, no, state
get,
of origin.
If you get all these, I'll give you another packet of Femfret.
Which state right. holds the most rugby league state of origin titles? It is Queensland.
Well done, Eli.
Where is
working with the smartest man in the
I
world.
I think so.
Where is Cooper Petey? It is South Australia.
Eli.
Give
Why
me
can't
something.
You give him his time
he
to
didn't
shine?
Pick that one.
Nah, I did.
Yeah, I heard him.
Gustav, Bill, and Volta are brothers of Alexander Skarsgård.
Oh,
how do you spell Volta?
Volta?
Yeah.
Is it like just Walter? Walter, Walter with a V?
Volta.
The only thing we've got to find out is what the common mast lapwing is.
Uh-huh. I think it's a bird of some sort, but you've said car.
Eli said car. It is a plover.
It's a plow.
Oh my God, like plover. A snow plover.
No,
it's a plow.
It's a plow. What's a plover?
I think they're called plovers.
What's a plover?
Because I remember I used to get dived by them on the golf course. They've
is it
got
a seagull?
Barbs on their wings and they aim for your face and at the last minute.
You go.
So, but it's
common
like a seagull?
Lapwing.
Hey?
Is it like a seagull?
I mean, it's a different type
Will
of bird.
Will it eat your chips?
Maybe if you force them down its throat.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
You know how we were talking earlier about what you'd do if you had endless amounts of money?
Yes.
And I was telling you how the celebrities spend their money. Did you know that Kim Basinger bought an entire town in Georgia?
Not a half a town. Like
no,
Katie
20
Holmes
million bucks. Mm-hmm. Bought her Brasseltown.
Brasseltown?
Brasselton? Brasselton.
Imagine
yeah,
saying, imagine walk, how do they tell people? Like, you know, do you get a knock on the door? Oh, you don't own this anymore.
Kim does.
Yeah,
who's Kim?
Kim Basinger.
What's Kim Basinger from? Back in the day, she was an actress.
Is she not the
yeah,
legs
the leg
one?
Spread. Yeah. yeah. No. What is no?
Is that not? Who was that?
No, that's Sharon Stone. Oh, she was Sharon in LA Stone. Confidential and famously married to Alec Baldwin.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Yeah, right. Anyway, Kim Kardashian and Kanye bought North for her birthday, a $65,000. They bought their daughter a $65,000 Michael Jackson jacket. Sorry, I was trying
this
to change.
No,
I was
go,
trying to make it
go like, for a third.
We're talking about three like, okay, what else have we got here?
There's a what?
I don't. Celine Dion bought herself a humidifier for $2 million.
Oh my
Yay!
God. We're back on. Quick, Jesse, play a song.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Carrie and Tommy have just logged off for the day. You can log on or off whenever you want. When you drive using the Uber app, you get to choose when to work and when to take a break. Visit uber.com or download the Uber driver app to learn more.